It's funny looking at you.
Yeah.
Right? You
Yeah.
do give me a little comfort.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's funny. Should I just go?
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to episode one of Not Boring Business, an experiment in leadership by curiosity. I'm your host, Jeremy Redman. Let's go. Welcome back. Jeremy here in Los Angeles at the Air 5 headquarters. And today on episode one of Not Boring Business, we're going to unpack what Not Boring Business is, give you a little background on myself, and what it's like to live with a story mindset. Not Boring Business to me is more my de facto leadership style, and I've only begun to realize what that means. Hence why I'm creating this show. It's based around the thesis that unconventional results takes an unconventional mindset or an unconventional approach. So over the next few weeks, few months, few years, if we're lucky, I want to have guests come on the show and kind of give their experience on innovating and getting from point A to point B in these creative ways. So I'm happy for you guys to come on board the ride. There was a leadership quote, it was my favorite leadership quote of all time. It's by Colin Powell, and he said, I'm paraphrasing, leadership is getting people to follow you, if not just out of curiosity. And I've always felt like I've been somewhat of a curious person, and it's kind of reflected. And I think people tend to follow others that are both in their own right, curious individuals, and they have a curiosity in other people. So for me, my love in life is day trading stories with people. So I sit down, you learn about them, and as much as you're curious in their own life, I think they want to reciprocate. My curiosity in people has been since I can remember. 6, 7, 8 years old, I've always was talking to people. I've always had this salesman-like mentality. When I was 10 or 11 years old, I started a sales company. And I sold out of this Olympia Sales Club magazine or whatever. And I got $3 for every item that I sold. And when it got too much for me to handle, I hired my stepbrother and a friend. And I said, I'd give you $1 for every item that you sold, and I would take $2. So essentially scaling a company with the relationships that I built at 11 or 12 years old. This has always been ingrained in me. So going through, I've never really had my idea, right, like I do now with Air 5. So I've always just been kind of playing that waiting game. And in college, I got kind of lost. I went kind of back and forth, discovered accounting, language of business, whatever you want to call it. I thought this was something that needed to be learned. Everything else kind of felt natural to me and kind of got lost. And in that lost, I worked for a Big Four firm, which is a good job to have, but I learned less of how to audit a company because it wasn't really interesting to me, and more about auditing myself and figuring out very quickly that I didn't want to do that for the rest of my life. So, biding time before I had my big idea, I quit doing that job about 8 months in and worked for another consulting firm, came out here to Los Angeles. And once that got kind of dull, I started to take my dive into entrepreneurship and worked for a venture-backed startup as an ops manager. From there, did a couple other things. I've had a breadth of experience. And through that, I've discovered a lot about people and used that kind of talent pool to build what I'm currently doing today. And that's Air 5. As founding CEO of Air 5, I'm tasked with a lot of project management, bringing money in, making sure we're hitting our targets, making sure we take and execute on everything we're doing in a brainstorming session. I have a lot to check off. And I've learned a lot of leadership things through that, just like building in our pitch and telling our team how to communicate what exactly Air 5 is to people. Just for you watching, Air 5 is a connection app, or we're calling it LinkedIn for live events, where you're at a networking event and you want to connect with someone or get someone's information. You just type in their phone number or their share code while you're there, and the you exchange contact cards. And along with that, you're allowed to write digital notes, or you have the ability to check where you met that someone because it will drop a pin and it'll have the timestamp. There are a lot of cool things in there, and it's like getting the best version out. And I kind of call it the lead generation for the new generation. I would love if you would try it. It's in the App Store and the Google Play Store, AIRFIVE, Air 5. Get it in, use it, let me know, connect with me, go in and add my number, 310-567-2845. That is my personal cell phone number. That's my personal cell phone number. Connect with me though. Connect with me in it. Now, beyond that, one of the things that I have thought about, and I've got a lot of questions about from people like on my team and off, is this idea I had about living with a story mindset. And what that means to me is going in, it's great when you're at the end and you're like, okay, yeah, how do I pitch this with positivity? It's a little bit of that. It's a little blend of always looking on the positive side of something and not taking the negative approach. And here's an example. A very dear, close buddy of mine, just a couple of days ago, and I love the guy, and we've helped each other back and forth. I said, I think you're pitching your story wrong, but what I believe is you've done a lot of prolific stuff, and one of the hardest things to do in life is to just get started, is to just start, take the first step. I don't know, Walt Disney has a quote somewhere, I don't know it, but it's like the hardest thing to do is get started. I don't know, it's something like that. So, and I believe it, right? A lot of people say, oh, I want to write a book, but it's years later and there's no book written. And he has started a lot of things and has kind of faltered on the follow through forever, right? Like growing it to as big as it possibly could be. And I said, you've done all these things. It's not about ending it or not following through. It's about you have the prolific ability to get started in all these different areas, and you need to start selling that to people. As you do that, he goes, oh yeah, this is amazing. So it's going into a process as well and saying, hey, how I know I'm going to sit in an interview room 3 years from now, and they're going to talk to me about this experience that I'm doing or this thing that I'm working at right now or this project that I'm on. How can I set myself up to tell this story better? I've done this a lot in my career. Like my first startup job, I was only there 3 months, and I was just like, yeah, this is startup land, right? Like this is the business. This is how it goes. So it's always figuring out, drawing from the positive, and putting it out there and selling it to people. So that is episode one of Not Boring Business. I implore you please to subscribe as you can, write some comments, I need some engagement, download the Air 5 app, AIRFIVE, please let me know what's going on. Thank you so much.